men that understand the workings of the Holy Ghost have the capacity to change conditions. The capacity to change conditions, it's a kingdom entrustment. You can't gain the kingdom if it is not a priority.
Yes, this is the kingdom message. Get ready and fasten your seat belts as the servant of God, the lead pastor of KDC Love and Mercy Church, Pastor Stephen Enoku, drives us through the mysteries of the Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Are you ready for service? It's our first koinonia service in 2024. Glory to God. And I believe we are ready for a word encounter. Glory to God. Let's be seated. I want to appreciate God for the privilege to be here tonight. And I want to appreciate every one of us that have taken time to be in service, especially those of us that are just returning. Gradually, we are beginning to return back home. Amen. Are you ready for 2024? Now, by the grace of God, the month of January is essentially a time we posture our hearts for what God is said to do for the season that we have come into. And as a church, the Lord has made it clear to us that 2024 is not just a new year, but it is also a prophetic season. Hallelujah. So more specifically, 2024 is to us our year of a prophetic season of God's glory. Hallelujah. Let's say it together. 2024, a prophetic season of God's glory. I want the media to help us put it up on the screen. 2024, a prophetic season of God's glory. So say with me, 2024, a prophetic season of God's glory. So say it with me, 2024, a prophetic season of God's glory. Hallelujah. It's predominantly a prophetic season. And I told us, I've been making it clear to us how to navigate or go through prophetic seasons. Prophetic seasons are seasons that are characterized by the foretelling and forthtelling of God's word. Prophetic seasons are seasons that are characterized by the foretelling and forthtelling of the word of God. So when you are talking about a prophetic season, you are talking about a time and period where the word of God is spoken forth and then the word of God is revealed. We are talking about where God gives his word, what he wants to do, and when God does what he has said he would do. So that's the whole idea behind a prophetic season. You're talking about when a season when God does what he has said he would do, and when God says what he wants to do and does it immediately. Glory to God. That's what we mean by prophetic season. It's characterized by the sayings and doings of God's word. Glory to God. So when we are talking about a prophetic season of God's glory, we are talking about two dimensions of God compressed together. We are talking about the fulfillment of his word and the revelation of what he intends to do. And then we are talking about the revelation of his presence, the manifestation. So putting it together, we are talking about God's word bringing about God's light, bringing about revelation of His splendor, His majesty, His honor, and all of those things that surrounds glory. As the month goes on, I will keep expanding that which God has for us. Glory to God. So 2024, it's my season. 2024, it's my prophetic season of God's glory. My glory done. So say with me, my glory done. Amen. Hallelujah. As the series unfolds, you will understand more what the subject of glory means. Hallelujah. So this evening, I'll be laying foundation for what we are going to be experiencing in 2024 season. Glory to God. The Lord has said it's our season of His glory. And what does this entail? So please, I want your hearts to be very open. The subject of glory is a subject that I wouldn't want you to trivialize. As we begin to share, you'll begin to see the value and the importance of the subject of glory. Hallelujah. So today we want to begin a series I have captioned The Priority of Glorious Living. 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 Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 14. New King James, please. He said, let's read it together. I want to read. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Want to read. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Isaiah 60. We're going to be reading verse 1-3. Want to read. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Let's read it louder. Verse 2. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and His glory will be seen upon you. The last verse. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Let's read the last verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We're going to read from verse 6. 1 to read. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Next verse. He said, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. Let's read it together. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. Father, we thank you for your word. We give you the glory, we give you the praise, because your word is light. And the communication of your word is the communication of light. Father, we bless your name. We give you praise. We adore you because you are faithful. In you there is no variableness. In you there is no shadow of turning. Lord, we magnify you. We glorify you. We thank you because your word is precise. Your word brings truth. And your word brings understanding. I'm asking that you will anoint my lips to communicate profound truth to your people. I'm asking for enablement to be able to articulate the subject of your glory. I'm asking that you will breathe upon my understanding so that words that I will speak will be precise and profound. It will penetrate the hearts of your people in the mighty name of Jesus. I give you all the glory in advance for great and mighty things you will do. Thank you, Father, for in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The priority of a glorious life. Now, the objective of this series is to help us appreciate the subject of glory, is to enable us to understand what glory means and why we, as people who are carriers of the glory of God, should understand glory. The burden for this series is to help us to have a hunger, a desire for the expression of God's glory. I want to understand the place of priority. Why, as people who are to carry the glory of God, what should be our priority? What should be our priority? The priority of a glorious life. When you talk about something that is glorious, you are talking about something that is full of glory. And what should be the priority of the life of someone who is full of glory? During the course of this series, we're beginning to understand that glory has dimensions, glory has levels. There are different dimensions of glory. The Bible speaking in the book of Corinthians, it said the star differed from the moon in glory. There is the glory of the sun. There is the glory of the star. There is the glory of animals. There is the glory of humans. And there is the glory of God. So you must understand that when we're talking about the subject of glory, glory is multidimensional. Glory is multifaceted. As a matter of fact, in one of the materials I was discussing that was talking about glory, said glory is one thing that you can't be able to explain, because when you are trying to explain glory in one dimension, another dimension comes out. Amen. No wonder the Bible says in the book of Corinthians, in 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18, it said, but we all with unveiled faces behold as in a glass the glory of God are changed into the same image from what? From glory to glory. There is the glory of the lilies. There is the glory of bitter leaf. There is the glory of roses. Bible was speaking in Matthew 6, was talking about Solomon in all of his glories, was not arrayed like one of these little plants. So you must understand that the subject of glory is dimensional. Amen. So that's more reason why I want your heart to be open, and I want you to pray for the spirit of wisdom and understanding. Amen. Glory to God. So are we ready to move? As Kingdom of God citizens, let me begin by saying that as Kingdom of God citizens, we will live short of our prophetic destiny if we only understand kingdom and we don't understand glory. I'll say that again. As believers, as people who have become born again, all through the year, the last 2 years, especially last year, the Lord spoke to me expressly to teach about the kingdom. I did a lot of teachings about the kingdom last year. And this year, the Lord made me to understand that as believers, we are going to live short of our kingdom life. We are going to live short of our prophetic destiny if we only understand kingdom and we don't understand glory. Are you following me now? We will not come to the fullness of our kingdom existence if we only understand kingdom and we don't understand glory. A number of you here knows what kingdom is. Kingdom is the king's influence over its territory. Kingdom is how a king dominates a particular region or domain. Now, this is because every kingdom, this is because in every kingdom is glory. Every kingdom has glory. Are we together? Look at me, everybody. Every kingdom has glory. Every kingdom has glory. And the level of influence that a king can have over any region, any domain, is determined by the king's glory. By the king's glory. And the individual glories of those in his kingdom. Please listen to this. Three things that I'm going to say right now. Please write them down. Number one, every kingdom has glory. Please write that down. Number two, the extent to which a king can be able to influence a region, a domain, a people is extensively determined by the king's glory. The king's glory determines its influence. The king's glory determines its influence. What attracts people to a kingdom is not just the king. I'll show you. What attracts people to a kingdom is the what? It's the glory. The glory is what people hears and sees from afar. Are you understanding it? So wrapped in a kingdom is its glory. Now the reason the Queen of Sheba came to Solomon was because he heard of Solomon's glory. Are you getting it now? The king's influence is his, the king's influence over the territory is his kingdom. His words, his principles, his way of life. Are you listening to me? When you're talking about kingdom, you're talking about the king's words, the king's decrees, the king's principle, how he's able to influence his people. But when you are talking about the king's glory, you are talking about the ambience, you are talking about the beauty, you are talking about the splendor, you are talking about the aura, you are talking about those things that eyes can see and ears can what? Can hear. Three verses of scriptures. Every kingdom has glory. Let me show you a few verses of scriptures that talks about the king's kingdom and his glory. Let's turn our Bible to Psalm 145. We'll start reading from verse 15. Psalm 145, verse 15. Now, see what the Bible says. The eyes of all look expectantly to you, and you give them their food in due season. Verse 16. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. Now look at verse 17. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. Verse 18. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in what? In truth. Let's check the next verse. Let's keep reading, keep reading, keep reading. We might come up. There's a verse in 145 that I'm looking at. I think it should be up. Yes, it's up. It's up. Let's come up. Come up. Come up, please. Verse 9. Let's start from verse 7. It's the same. This was King Solomon King David speaking about God. Now, let's check it from 7. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in what? In mercy. Is explaining the character of God. He said the Lord is good to all and his tender mercies are over all his works. Now verse 10. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you, give you glory. 11. They shall speak of what? Of the glory of your kingdom. Did you see that? And talk of your power. Did you see that? I liked verse 11 and 12 together, because there's a comma there, so I like the both of them together. Now, let's read it together, everybody. One, two, read. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Meaning, it is the glory that men will see that will make them bow. Are you understanding it? So it means the kingdom of God will be limited if there is no accompanying glory. So the burden for this year, God is saying, my people have been learning about my kingdom. But if we are going to experience explosion, if we are going to experience invasion, if we are going to experience influence on the earth, we must be carriers and revealers of his glory. Everybody say glory dimension. What it means is this: you may have all the knowledge about the kingdom, but if the glory is not understood, embraced, and expressed, men will not bow to God. So it means if you've been preaching or you've been serving God and your life is not bringing people to kingdom, it's not because the kingdom is not powerful. It's because you don't understand glory dimension. Are you understanding what we're talking about here? So, do you get that now? So say with me, every kingdom has a glory. Every kingdom has a glory. That's the first verse. Let's check the second verse. It's a popular verse, we know. Give it for us from the New King James now. Matthew chapter 6, verse 13. Matthew 6, verse 13. He said, do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Now why? For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Give it to us in Amplified. He said, for yours is the what? Is the kingdom and the what? And the power and the glory. Raise your head. It means there are different kingdoms. But this, the kingdom that is exerting influences have one characteristic. They have glory. Now the glory. How many of you know that? I mean, among the top five most visited regions where people like to go for picnic, to if people have money, one of the places they always talk of is where people that have money that wants to go for holiday, go, they want to go out. I mean, if you have friends always that have money, I always talk about they want to travel. There's one place they always call: Dubai, Paris. Now why do they call Dubai and Paris? If I tell them on the those on the screen now, if I tell them to put Dubai and click image and bring the image of Dubai, you will see the glory. Are you getting what I'm saying? I mean, you've not been there. You don't know whether people are struggling to eat. You don't even know how much a house costs. But the glory is attracting you to travel there. That's where you call United Arab Emirates. But nobody knows if I have, if not that I said this, I won't kicking in United Arab Emirates. But if I said Dubai, I'm going there for my next honeymoon. Now why? Everybody said the glory. There is a glory. Now what is the glory of Dubai? They have big buildings, lights. One of the first things you will see, if they can help me, they put a picture, just put Dubai and then look for a picture that it maybe from a big camera. You just, it's light to be seen. High buildings. Are you understanding what I'm saying? The same thing. Before Dubai, it was Paris. Everyone wants to go to Paris. Now, why do people want to go there? Everybody said the glory. Meaning this is what it means. It means that the goal of every kingdom is to be glorious. Now, that's what we mean. The goal of every king is to make his domain what? Glorious. So God is saying, I want to extend my kingdom to the earth. I want to bring a visible manifestation of myself to the earth realm. And if you're going to achieve that, what is he going to do? He's going to put his glory on your life. Amen. Are you understanding what we're talking about here? So, every kingdom has a what? A glory. And this is what it means. It means, if you seek the kingdom, you will possess the glory. That's what it means. But unfortunately, and that's the reason why we're going to be doing this series, a number of believers want to embrace the kingdom, but they don't want to possess the glory. I mean, you want to serve God and still be broke and be begging. The truth is this, let's be sincere, there's no glory in begging. No, that's the truth. There's no glory in begging. But if you don't understand the kingdom, you will live below the glory that the kingdom encompasses. So that's why the burden for this series is the priority of a glorious life. Meaning this, if we are kingdom citizens and we don't understand glory, we will live below our divine destiny. Let me show you something I wrote here. Let me give you the next verse. I told you three to explain the fact that every kingdom has what? Glory. So say with me, God's glory done. Say with me, God's glory done. I will embrace the glory of God. Not hearing you, will say, I will embrace the glory of God. Say, I will display the glory of God. Which one is this? This should be Dubai. You see what we are saying here? Paris. No, this one is Dubai. Please don't get water like this. There's something, if you go to the internet and begin to bring pictures of different glories of cities, one thing is dominant: light. That's what you are saying. Light, you see it. If they all follow this light, as fine as this thing is, it will not come out like this. I'll be telling you dimension of glory. One of the dimensions of glory is what we call Shekinah. When you understand Shekinah, he's talking about the express brightness of God in your life. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. I speak God's word over your life. This year 2024, it will be your year of visibility. A kingdom cannot invest money in architectural edifices and not brighten it up. One thing they do in Lagos now is that you will see lights all over the streets. The difference between Lorry and Lagos is that some streets in Lorry, as fine as they are, they don't have lights. And they are not different from Orioro. There's any place like that. That was why when God showed up in Isaiah 60, sir, he said, arise, shine. You can't shine if light is not on you. So he now said, thy light has what? Has come. Now why? The glory of the Lord. You have prayed, you have fasted. You have read books, you have suffered. This year 2024, God will dash you with dimensions of glory. Thy light has come. Matthew chapter 4. Let's read verse 8. Okay. That's 8. Now let's take it up. Again, the devil took him up on and what? An exceedingly mighty. What did he show to him? He said, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their what? Their glory. Wrapped in every kingdom is what? Is glory. You understand the kingdom. You understand the principles. You understand the life. But let me tell you this. You can't extend God's kingdom if you don't understand glory. Kings, we only come to the brightness of your rising. That's what scripture says. That's what scripture says. Kings. I was checking through one of the editorials, and then they were saying that one of the popular pastors in Nigeria, many of you heard the story, that he went and sat in the chair of a king. Many of you may have heard the story on one of the newspapers. So the ministry did a disclaimer that the man of God didn't. So people were trying to say that when he went there, he insisted that that's where he would sit down. The evil self didn't even understand anything. That man of God. I mean, that the Jew of all man of God will tell a king to leave his chair, that he wants to sit there. I don't even understand. I mean, this man is humility personified. If you even give him plastic chair, he will sit down. So, because it became a viral, maybe people are trying to say he doesn't have a respect for traditions and all those things. So they now said, this was what happened, that when he came, there was no chair for him. So the king said no, that he can't sit in any other place, that he will sit on his own chair. So the king gave him his chair. So what is paining the world is, why will the king give him his chair? Bible say king shall come to the brightness of your rising. Now fulfillment of prophecy. Because for the king, the glory of this man's kingdom is too magnificent for him to sit in any other chair. I speak God's word over your life. God will decorate you with glory. If there is any desire I want you to desire this year, is to seek for your glory to dawn. See, when your glory dawns, nobody will mock you. I put something up this morning. I said, a single encounter with glory dimension will swallow years of shame and embarrassment. Glory swallows shame. Swallows it. Do you know what it means for example, your classmates to be mocking you? And then one day, a minister from maybe Ministry of Education just comes and says, there's somebody we are looking for in this school. Everybody in the assembly. And then all of a sudden, they just call your name. And then the Minister of Education or Commissioner of Education stood, and everybody started ovating you till you came and gave you an award. by the time you are going back to class, what will happen to your classmates? Story will change. God's dignity over your life will utter people's exclamation about your life in the name of Jesus. Satan took Jesus to a high mountain. He wanted to influence Jesus. Hello? Influence is strategic and effective when glory is revealed. You can easily influence people when there are dimensions of glory in your life. You will not struggle for followership when there are dimensions of glory in your life. So, Satan wanted to influence Jesus. He wanted to influence Jesus to do something. Influence is the capacity of making people do what they wouldn't want to do on a normal day. That's what influence is. So scripture said Satan took Jesus to a very high mountain. It has to be very high. And guess what he showed to him? He showed to him the kingdom of the world. And also showed him the what? The glories. Because surrounding every kingdom is what? Is glory. I decree over your life, your glory has come. When you come to the understanding of glory dimension, you will generate influence in your sphere of life. Whether architecture, whether construction, whether ministry, whether catering, any sphere of life. Listen to this. Glory dimension is not only related to ministry. It's not only people that are preaching, pastors that carry glory. Glory is the endowment of every born-again child of God. You are supposed to be a reflection of the glory of God, the beauty and splendor of His majesty. The Bible was speaking in the book of Colossians chapter 1. It said, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, glory is both a current reality and an upcoming consummation. What do I mean? Glory is who you are. The glory of God is who you are now. And the glory of God is what you will come under when Jesus comes physically to reign on earth. That's where the Bible was saying that the streets are made of gold and all of the beauty and ambience. Let me tell you this, heaven is not a dirty place. Heaven is not an ugly place. Heaven is beautified. Heaven is what? Beautified. Listen, a number of believers think that to be beautiful is worldliness. You will understand a lot of things about glory. One of the words I didn't mention on Sunday when I was talking about glory is excellence. In glory, there is what? There is excellence. A glorious kingdom stands out from other kingdoms. It was the excellence of Solomon that brought the Queen of Sheba all the way from Egypt to come and seek for Solomon's wisdom. Everybody say attraction. Why are people going to Dubai? It's the attraction. What is the attraction? The glory, the light, and the skyscrapers. The ambience and the excellence. The streets are clean, and then there is where everybody is trained to talk. All these are dimensions of glory. Jesus said something in Matthew chapter 5. You all know the verse of scripture, verse 16. He said, let your light so shine. Talks about intensity. Let it so shine that men will see your good works and take the glory and give it to God. So glory is sin. So what makes a kingdom sin is what? So we can say that what makes a kingdom known is the glory that the kingdom parades. Two things that characterizes the popularity or the influence of a kingdom is its glory and its power. Now let me show you something. We have different glories, different kingdoms in the world. But let me show you something. Some kingdoms are not known for their glory. Some kingdoms are known for their power. For example, the Roman kingdom is not known for its beauty and all of those. The Roman kingdom is known for its power. When they come, they have armies that are trained to fight. So you can't compare other kingdoms to them in power. But the Bible says, both power and glory belongs to our King, and He has given it to us. We have power to exercise authority over other kingdoms, and then we have glory to exercise over the kingdom we are currently dominating. I pray for you, you get into the understanding. So, like I said, kingdoms are characterized by what? By their glories. Every kingdom has its what? Its glory. So I begin to round up. The reason a number of believers struggle in this life and live very far below God's best for them is because they either don't understand glory dimensions or they don't embrace glory dimensions. Reason a number of believers struggle in this life and live very far below God's best for them is because they don't understand glory dimension. Let's be realistic. Everybody raise your head. Do you really understand glory dimension? When you hear the word glory dimension, what comes to your mind? Glory is in dimensions. Since November, God began to prepare my heart for the year. There's a writing I've been reading. I mean, it's so explanatory, so well articulated, that the reason a number of believers are living below their divine destiny is because they don't understand glory dimension. They are hidden. They have stuff. For example, the starting point or the glory of every life is in its ability, what it can do. That's what when you're looking at glory, basically the glory of a fish is in its ability to do things inside water. In those days, there's something called aquarium. Our parents will buy it and put it in the parlor. There'll be fish inside. I'll just be using it to wash, like TV, especially when there's no light. And you'll be seeing those fish, they'll be doing different things inside. And it fascinates you. That's their glory. The Lord said the reason a number of us are living far below His best for our lives is because we disregard His ability in us. Do you know that if God wants to show you to your world, there is only one thing He will do. He will put something inside you. And that's why one of the major things we'll be doing this year is to help a lot of us unlock our hidden abilities. We compare ourselves with others because we think that others are better than us in glory. The glory is on everybody. But a number of people understand their glory dimension well. For example, we all have different glories. I can show forth when I speak. She may show forth when she sows. Are you understanding it? And then he may show forth when he dances. dimensions of glory. But every one of them, they all have the same source. But one of the things we begin to look at is what we call the proper environment. No matter how gifted an individual is, once he or she is planted in the wrong environment, his glory will never dawn. Let me give you an example. Take a fish from water and put it inside paint. You won't see its glory. That's why one of the first things that we'll be doing in this month of January is to teach us what we call presence. Presence, atmosphere. There is a relationship between glory dimension and atmosphere. If you bring that picture again, you see what those people did in that picture is to use light to create an atmosphere and capture it. So by the time they keep promoting it, people say, that place is very fine, I want to go visit it. It attracts, it calls people. The number one priority of a glorious life is seeking the presence of Jesus. That's the number one priority of a glorious life. Why? Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2. Who being the express image of the invisible God, the visibility of God's glory. Verse 3. Who being the what? The brightness of his what? Of his glory. Glory has brightness. So this is what it means in a nutshell. The reason a number of us are living below our spiritual potential is because we either despise the presence of God or we despise the gift of God. Raise your hand. If you despise the presence, the gift will be there. You'll be using it. Nobody will know. Some, especially in ministry, visibility now, there are some ministers, musicians, that have been singing for over many years now. But all of a sudden, who, maybe in 2023, they just came into visibility. Do you know what happened? It's not because they just started singing. It's possible they caught an understanding of what? Of glory. God said, before every rising and visibility, there must be a revelation of glory. That's why this year 2024, for some of you, it will be your year of visibility. There is a glory dimension in ministry. In business. How many of you know that there are some companies, in order to attract some set of customers, they do what we call rebranding. In this offer, there are some places that initially they were mama put. You go there, you buy food, it's all disorganized. Then as they begin to make money, what do? They now change the environment. Put plenty light and put plenty music, attracting a different set of people. The gift, the cooking has been there. The quality of food has been there. But because there was no glory, certain people couldn't go there to eat. But in order for them to attract, they just change what is present. Remove some things and bring in some things. Let me tell you the secret. The secret for an announced life is rootedness in the presence of God. Because the presence of God has the capacity to remove some things from your life and bring in some things. And when those things come into your life, who? The world now knows you. It's not hard for God to show you to your world. It's not hard. The Lord has been explaining some things to me lately. You see, when you are talking about showing forth, God will never show forth an unripe product. No manufacturer displays an unfinished product. You don't see an unfinished product in the showroom. You don't ever see furniture man when be say one put for he can't put share when be say they never cover. He can't put them for showroom. No way. Now the finish share, they go even wrap them with nylon. Nylon. Someone says it's not nylon, it's nylon. As we begin to come into the realm of glory, our English will change too. No, that's the truth. This is a dimension in God that as believers we must come in. You know, some people come out and say, I beg, let me go, nobody's looking at me. Just tie some cloth in chest and wear one smelly shoe and then say, Pastor, nobody's looking at you. I mean, the glory of God, nobody's looking at me. Never be caught on fresh. Never be caught on fresh. See, glory has, there's something called dimension of glory. No matter how gifted you are as a worshiper, if you don't let certain dimensions in glory, you will not appear before big stage. It's true. Even Joseph, when the day of his showing forth came, the Bible says the word of God tried him. He said, but when the day of his showing forth came, the king sent for him. Listen, they did not bring Joseph before the king with all those dirtiness. They took him, scraped him, and brought him out. Because the visibility of any kingdom is in their glory dimension. So as a believer, we need to understand the subject of glory, because it will determine how much influence our career we have in the world. Why do you think unbelievers, atheists and the likes, they seem to have popularity even more than Christians, even intelligent Christians? These people understand how to appeal to the world. Listen to this. We are not saying we are to appeal to the world. We are saying we should appeal to the world. The world, W-R-O-D. Are you getting what I'm saying? Be a person of God's presence. You see, most times I would say, be a believer of God's presence. What are we saying? Spend time in the study of the word and prayers. That's what it means. That's what it means. It's not just, yes, I know you like chants. You like creating an atmosphere with worship songs around your life. You know it's good. But that's not the presence of God. It's part of it though. But it's not the presence of God. It's an atmosphere. You can create an atmosphere through music. Do you understand? But more importantly, the best atmosphere of glory a believer can create is consciousness of the word of God. So if you now carry the word from your house to your place of work, that's the glory of God you are revealing. That consciousness is what will bring an announcement. But this is what many people now make. A mistake people make. And this is how we round up. This is what we do. Some, this is gift. Eh? This is their ability, their career. Some drop it and carry God into the office. Do you get now? So what they want to do in the office, they think speaking in tongues will make them promote. Will get them the promotion. No. God is saying, carry the career, bring it into the presence. By the time I put Shekinah on it, when you take it to your place of work, they will not but notice you. That's the glory dimension we are talking about. Mixing skills with grace. Mixing capacity with God. That's the glory dimension. That's what we saw in the Old Testament. Deuteronomy, I think chapter 31, he said, I have anointed Bezalel. I have anointed. What? The The word anointing means to rub oil on something. Why do you rub oil on something? To make it shine. What God was saying is that I have put my light on Bezalel. Now whatever he does will become a source of glory to my kingdom. Mean that man built a tabernacle. Man, history said that tabernacle is still one of the most expensive edifices in this world. Where did it come from? The presence of God and the skill of a what? A man. I speak God's word over your life. None of your skill will be wasted this year. One of the things glory does is that glory amplifies your skill such that you will do something that someone else will charge 100 naira for, yet you will charge 100,000. They will still pay you and be begging you that the money is too small. That's glory dimension. Hello. Maybe I should tell you this one. A bottle of Coke in grandma shop is 250 naira. But a bottle of Coke in La Meridian or one big hotel in Lagos can be 3K. Am I lying? What is the difference? Glory dimension. Stand up on your feet. It's a responsibility. I told you three things. Glory is heavy. Glory is bright. And glory is visible. That is the difference between Kabod, Shekinah, and Doza. I will not play with my life this year. Your time of showing forth is here. May you not be found sleeping when you are supposed to be appearing before the king. Sir, Joseph was ready for that big day. He was ready. Are you ready for your big day? Have you exercised place, stay in the realm of the spirit that God can trust you with his power? That see, if I take him to the UK and I take him to the ends of the earth, he will still come back to the place of fellowship. The reason why God cannot release some people into some dimension of glory is that the glory will be too weighty. They will forget their place of prayers. But one of the songs we'll be singing in every service this year is that there are realms of glory for my world to see. Dimensions found only in Jesus. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 that God who said, "Let there be lights," are shown in our heart, bringing us the knowledge of the glory of God in the face. I don't know if you have sung that song before. We behold until we are formed. Listen to me. It is those that behold that transmit. Three dimensions of glory. Partake, behold, express. It starts from being born again. Partaking. Then you go to your place of spiritual discipline. There are some of you are joking with your place of Bible study. Go back. Go back. That's where the glory is. This thing is not just skill. You can be a good drummer. You can play drum and yet never be announced. Spiritual announcement is not a function of skill. Spiritual announcement is a function of skill plus presence. Say with me, presence. In the face of Jesus, we behold until we look like him. Lay your hands on your head and begin to make that declaration.
We hope that you have been instructed and edified by the teaching from God's servant, Pastor Stephen Enoku. If you have need for more edifying teachings, you can download them from our ministry's website, www.kdclovemercy.com/sermons. For counseling, feedbacks, and should you want to support the ministry or be a partner to what the Lord is doing through us, send us a mail through kdclovemercychurch@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. keep taking charge.